Hi, this is Thomas with Believe in the Run, and this is going to be a fun one because we are going into Tabor Time. Who are you?
This is Robbie with Believe in the Run.
This is Megan with Believe in the Run.
And you asked for it. Is Jarrett back with Believe in the Run.
By popular demand. What had happened is, you guys know he likes the Costco, so it was like a two-for-one. It was like one of those packages where you didn't really need the extra one, but you got it because it comes
and he has packaged together. Everything's in bulk. And he has two Costco sweatshirts, probably more. Yeah. So
I think this is it. We might be done with him after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm running out of clothing.
Do you have pants that match that?
I don't. I need to get some. Okay. I have the slides, though. And I actually have two pairs of them. I bought a backup pair for when this goes. They sell them like once a year.
Wait, can you buy one sweatshirt or do you have to buy five sweatshirts?
One.
Oh, wow.
Okay. They probably don't even let you get the five.
I thought that's the only way it works.
He said, I need to get that. It's an interesting definition of need. I need to get a Costco.
Yeah, I need it.
Costco slides, Rob. There's no other way that you can relax.
They were like $12 also. So, I mean, talk about a deal.
Of course they were.
I feel like Robbie's got something on his mind. What's up?
Oh, I have a bunch of... I mean... This could be a long podcast. Uh-huh. I have a whole list of things.
All right,
and we have to recap your weekend,
cherry blossom,
which is most important.
But I will tell you this. You know how I always get caught buying stuff from Instagram ads?
Yeah.
Guess who got suckered?
No.
Even
no.
Worse than Instagram. Oh. Worse than
I have
Instagram.
A feeling it was Meg.
QVC?
Pretty much a television ad.
Wait, he's blaming this on me. We were watching television the night before Cherry Blossom in our hotel room together the same time. He was just as influenced. No. And this commercial for pretzels.com came on. First of all, who nabbed that URL? Right. Like, that's a steal.
Okay. So they come on with pretzels.
Continue.
And I'm like, those look good. Dude. Megan goes, yeah, they do look good. So Megan goes to the website and she goes, oh, they got all these flavors.
Wait, before you, I just went to the website.
Okay.
And here's what the first message is. Pretzel fanatics are freaking out with that. There's no such thing.
Yeah, we're carb loading now. We're going into carb loads.
There's no such thing as read some.
There 100% are.
Read some of the flavors because we went fanatic.
We need to know, was Meg freaking out? Because this way we would know if she is a fanatic or not. Did you see it and you were
she
like,
was calm. Okay. She was calm.
She wasn't flipping that chair in the corner in the hotel room?
No, not this time. That one's right. Bolted down, by the way.
All right.
Yeah. So read some of the flavors, though.
So there's your traditional like sea salt, caramel or caramel, whichever you prefer. Buttered cinnamon sugar twist. That actually sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think we got happened. That one. Did yeah. we get that one? Yeah, I don't did. Remember now.
Megan ordered like several different flavors.
Garlic parm, loaded nacho, sour cream and onion, honey maple, salt meets
vinegar is one we got.
Yeah. Apple strudel, chipotle cheddar.
You're telling me you wouldn't have gone on here? And after a few glasses and of wine,
it does sound pretty good.
Here was the best part. Man goes, oh, the prices are pretty reasonable.
I was like $12 for a whole thing of pretzels. It's great.
I know people get like bought into like items that are useful around the house or like you can cook things or stuff like that. Who's buying from infomercials food?
I mean,
I got to tell you something. You know what I felt the biggest sucker after we saw this commercial?
You saw chips.com?
No, they have a licorice. They have a licorice website too. But anyway,
that's even more useless.
We got the pretzels, and I think that we wouldn't have been as influenced if we weren't going into carb load season.
If I hadn't been drinking, let's be honest.
Did you get any of the dips with it? Because it actually they sound amazing. Jared, you'd be all over this blueberry bourbon pecan dip.
Dude, just give me mustard, and I'm good with
they
the
have
pretzels.
A mustard.
Ooh, yeah, I'm down with that.
They have the beer cheese.
How do they have so? It's actually endless. How many flavors?
It took us a while to pick them out.
You don't think if you have pretzels.com, you're gonna have like all the flavors? You better. You better have all.
You'd have to come up with other products too, like a pretzel rub.
Dude, they do. I'm not gonna lie; they actually all do sound amazing,
and they look pretty good too, right?
They're arriving on Thursday, so I'll let you.
I'm about to start freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like that was a victory for at least empathy. Like Megan should have some empathy for me.
Yeah.
At this point.
So Pretzels.com, come on.
How are they not a sponsor? We just, they should be.
I know. Speaking of which, we do need to talk about a couple before we dive into the millions of things that Robbie wants to talk about.
Okay.
And first up being Lagoon Pillows, our favorite, which Thomas forgot. On his trip down to DC, I forgot it,
and it was very upsetting. I don't know what it's like to sleep in your own tears.
That hotel room must have been a disaster after
pretzels everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Fanatics forgetting pillows.
Yeah, we didn't bring our sound machine. There was no Lagoon pillow.
Oh, you didn't bring
sound machine would have been amazing because people were drag racing and at trucks 3 were backing up to park. I guess I don't know what they were doing.
There was a truck backing up for 3 hours.
I think that there was one truck that went on the wrong way on a DC street. You know how they're all one way.
Yeah.
So he was like doing
the like the Austin Powers.
Yeah. 2 feet at a time.
Yeah.
To get all the way at the end.
Nice.
Anyway, all that to say, we would have slept a lot better if we had brought our Lagoon pillows. And if you're not familiar with Lagoon, they have custom pillows. So you can go onto their website. You can go to lagoonsleep.com/believe. There's a button on there that says take the quiz. It takes like 2 seconds. You fill out a bunch of information about how you sleep.
Are you a hot sleeper? Do you like soft pillows, hard pillows? Yeah, all this.
And then it populates the best pillow for you. And
guess what? If you don't agree, you can always pick a different pillow.
Yeah, but you agree. They're right.
I would.
You take the quiz for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, they're doing a special thing right now for our listeners where you can get a free travel bag and free shipping with the code DROP. So go over to lagoonsleep.com/believe. Take the quiz, find out your pillow, and then use the code DROP at checkout.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's even better than like a percentage off because you're getting that free shipping and a case.
Also, you'll remember to bring your pillow with you when you travel.
True. Right, I would have.
That's important.
Yeah, all right. And don't forget to get the special hazelnut edition Robbie smelling.
Oh yeah, that's coming.
Pillow cover.
Yeah. I had a little bit of made coffee this morning, so did it in the office, and there was a little bit of graham cracker coffee left over from Christmas, and it tastes pretty good still.
Wait, graham cracker coffee?
Oh, yeah. I messaged Featherston about it, and she was like, I need this in my life.
I thought maybe you were just telling me like you left some graham crackers in the bottom of the coffee
No, it's graham cracker-infused coffee.
So that's weird to me that Feathers would want that, because that would be like graham cracker on graham cracker, because she's already eating a graham cracker. Why do you need the extra flavor of graham cracker?
Why not?
Can you ever have enough? Yeah.
I think you can.
That coffee is old.
You don't like graham crackers like some of us do.
I care about old coffee?
You need fresh coffee beans. You're making a new bag?
You guys are all making me want to go down to Starbucks and grab
a coffee. Coffee. Yeah.
Second coffee day.
Just drink Jared's.
Yeah.
All right, so Lagoon pillows?
Yeah.
Jared gets gross cold candy coffee.
From Starbucks, if I'm going to like a nice coffee place.
What did you get? A grande iced coffee. That's kind of boring.
Yeah.
I figured you would get like a banana caramel split.
Thomas is getting the biggest mocha they have.
That's accurate. That's 100% accurate.
I know.
Yeah, wow. All right. So, and then Thomas and I, by the way, we're training for obviously Boston, but also the Golden Trail Series with Solomon, where we're going to Broken Arrow Sky Race in Lake Tahoe, which we just found out, by the way.
Found out what? That the elevation of the 1K is not just a one. Like, we're like, we could do the 1K because that's, you know, 0.62 miles.
So it's the vertical kilometer is it's a kilometer of elevation. But it's
over 3 miles.
Over 3 miles.
Well, that's way worse.
Yeah. And not going to do that and then run the next day again.
I still think Taylor Bodine's going to do that.
I think so.
That's fine.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah, he's strong, mountain strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually runs in the Rocky Mountains.
But you can do the 11K. I think a lot of their races are sold out.
The races are cool and stuff, but the coolest part's going to be we're going to have like a cabin situation where you're going to be able to come over. Robbie will flip some dogs, maybe some bergs.
Oh, are you in charge of the grill?
I was like imagining myself like wrestling with people's pets. I didn't even know. I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Are you a grill master? I don't know if that's your vibe or not.
Yeah, I just grilled out last night, 2 nights ago.
You see his mustache?
Good to know.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
That thing can keep the smoke in it.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I do love grilling. I've tried to do it. We have a charcoal grill, so sometimes that's annoying, but.
It is, but it's kind of the same thing like, I have one of those gas little stove things that you can sit out that's like a gas fireplace on your porch. not quite the same as having log burning. And I know it's a pain in the ass to get the logs and do the stuff. Same thing with charcoal.
Yeah.
It's just better.
And I have a starter that, you know, you pour the charcoal in and it starts it burning pretty quickly. So it doesn't take that much longer. It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah. But it's still not as easy as.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, no one has to worry about that if they come over to your guys' cabin in Lake Tahoe, because Robbie's going to be manning probably a gas grill.
I'll do it. I'll be there.
Yeah. But if you want to learn more about the series, because there's not just the one event in Lake Tahoe, there's some throughout the whole year. You can go to goldentrailseries.com. Just follow Solomon Running. They post about it all the time. And then Golden Trail Series on Instagram as well.
Cool. Sounds good. All right. So you guys did the Cherry Blossom 10-miler. People kept using that at
CUBC.
CUCB or something.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought that was like some sort of club challenge. I didn't even know people
It sounds more like a community college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hate that that's our Instagram.
It's the Credit Union Cherry Blossom.
Yeah. So I had no idea leading up to it what all these people were talking about. And then I realized it was the Cherry Blossom.
It's kind of crazy because it feels like a hometown event because there's so many people that we know from the Baltimore running community there. Mm-hmm. Also the DC running community. But then you have like pros there. So it's like,
that is cool.
It's like a really interesting environment.
That's probably, is that the nearest race to us that is probably the most elite, has the elite field?
Most definitely.
100%.
Well, maybe, yeah, that would be close. 45 minutes, an hour away.
Well, now it takes like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We were at dinner on Saturday night before the race and like,
I'm showing Megan I'm like, wow, check out this photo of
Emily Durden.
And I'm like, she looks fit. She looks ready to roll.
And she walks in the front of the restaurant. And I was like, turn around. And he's like, what? And he turns around. And he's like, who's that?
Well,
it's Emily Sisson.
Yeah, but she was dressed like a human.
Yeah.
She was fully clothed.
Yeah. In the Instagram account, she was not. She was in like running clothes.
Yeah. I mean, barely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
But yeah, so it's a cool race. It's also really nice logistically. It's so easy. We stayed overnight in DC at a hotel that was like
the Grand Hyatt.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Very close to the start line. So like you get up, you run over to the start.
Yeah, 0.8 to get to the start.
Walk into your corral. It's very nice.
And I was fortunate enough to have the legend, Dina Castor, want to do my workout with me because I was doing pre-Boston stuff. So 5 miles easy, and then drop it down to marathon pace for the last 5 miles. Mm-hmm. And we ran into Rizzo, who is promoting the LA Olympic.
Okay.
I thought you meant Rizzo
the rat. I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Rizzo showed up at the apparently he was at the New York Shakeout, but you remember how big that was. And then he came to the Orlando Shakeout for the trials. Mm-hmm. LA is basically sending him all over the country to get people excited about the LA marathon leading up to the Olympics. And
He's a hype man?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, really?
He's going around and getting people excited.
Is he with ASICS?
No.
Okay.
No, I think he's with the city of Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. So he decided he wanted to run with us. Well, I kind of grabbed him and said, hey, Rizzo, because like I didn't see him until we were actually on the move. And Ryan Haynes started out with us, but then he saw some Believe Run Club people and was like, beep, beep, gotta go. And it was sick. We ran the whole thing together. It was phenomenally fun. The weather was perfect. May, how was your race? Because like you weren't racing either.
No, I followed the plan. I mean, pretty close. Did 5 easy, 5 at marathon pace. They were a little bit faster.
A little hot.
But ours was
a little hot too.
But it was really fun. And it was also really weird to be running a race not at full effort for the first half. Like just out there running and being like, okay, this is the pace you're supposed to do now.
Are you yelling at people? I can beat you. I can beat you.
No, but I will say it was really fun to run the second half like a minute faster per mile. Because you just pass people like very quickly.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
I will say that I've run that race a few times and this was by far my favorite running of it. Maybe because I didn't care about, I wasn't concerned with time since it was a workout. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like that bad of a time. And then
It was perfect weather too.
The weather was perfect. Yeah. The people were, seeing our photos from the event, like, I can't, like, you were smiling the whole time. I was smiling. Dina was smiling. We ended up running into Ashley Mateo at the end, and she was, I guess she started behind us, and then.
She had a great day.
Yeah, yeah, she had a good day. I think it was a PR for her.
It was.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Two minutes, wow.
Yeah, on a 10-miler.
But and the course, even though the cherry blossoms were gone.
It's still beautiful.
Gorgeous course. Yeah. It's like probably one of my favorite courses. If you get a chance to run this race, definitely run the race. It's beautiful. There's tons of faster bastards.
Someone was supposed to.
I had a chance to run the race, yeah. But
had you? Didn't your wife have a bib as well?
Yeah, she did.
So why didn't she run?
You know, we've been dealing with our sickness, getting over it.
So you're still sick?
I'm not still sick. So basically, after we recorded the podcast last week, went to back to patient first, and there was no shaming this time, so they must have heard and understood.
Right,
they got the memo. I had an X-ray done, and they gave me antibiotics. They listened to my chest, said everything sounded good, and all that stuff. So I was like, I could run Cherry Blossom, or I can kind of save myself for Boston. And yeah. As much as I was bummed to not run with my BFF Thomas, you know, which is what we do, I decided that there was bigger stuff in the horizon, and that would have been my first time running Cherry Blossom.
Oh, man.
I know. So.
Yeah, such a good day, too.
Next year.
Yeah. So, I mean,
next year, it's going to sleep.
Yeah.
it was a tough decision, but I'm glad I did it. And,
it's smart.
Yeah.
Did you run at all?
I didn't. I have not run since last week.
So
I'm going to try tomorrow.
So, like, did you make a promise ring to Boston that you wouldn't?
I slid into their DMs. They haven't replied, though. And they blocked me. But, you know, they know. So they saw it.
I like it. Mm. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I went on a long run.
Did we give you FOMO?
A little bit. I mean,
we tried.
I had FOMO.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone was there.
Obviously, I knew it was a good time, but
we actually were more low key than normal. Like we didn't do a shakeout run. Yeah. Right. We didn't meet people for dinner. We like it was funny. We came back to the hotel, and it was probably 5:30.
No, it was like 6:45.
It was probably 6:45, mm-hmm. And the A16 was getting ready to go out to dinner. Pretty big group there. Yeah. We're having to split restaurants. Their group was so big. Jeez. Okay. And they're like, oh, are you guys going out to get something to eat? We're like, no, we're already done. We're going to bed.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Going to buy some pretzels.
Yeah. And then things little got crazy.
Start freaking out.
Hi, this is Jarrett with your first check-in. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going completely off the rails today and giving you some secrets, tips, and histories from my favorite place, Costco. First up, keep an eye on the price tags. If it has an asterisk, that means it's not being reordered. It could be a seasonal item, or Costco may be done with it. Who knows if it's coming back? So stock up if you're a fan, because it will be gone. And if the price ends in 97 cents, it's on clearance, priced well below the original cost. And it can be different at different locations. It's a great deal. Check it out. Grab it.
Oh, I did. So it was my kid's birthday party this past weekend. Went to Dave and Buster's.
Again?
Oh.
He was sick the last time.
I feel like he's had a month of birthday. Because you were sick on one of us.
He was sick. Was I?
Yeah, remember you had were singing happy birthday to him on Easter?
Oh, that was a whole different thing. That was because that was the first time we were at my parents' house since it was his birthday. Sorry. So that was like just with my family.
Okay.
But this was supposed to be his birthday party with his friends that he was sick for. So we went to Dave and Buster's.
Did you dunk yourself in bleach afterwards?
Dude, that place is crazy. Yeah. Yeah, if you're a germ person, don't recommend.
Thomas wears gloves when he goes.
You didn't that time we shot that video, though.
That's because it was empty. And then what I did afterwards is I dipped my hand in acid.
Why did you?
No,
why
but
did
that's
you?
Such a gamble before Boston. Like, you're yeah, really that, rolling that, the
that's
dice
That's actually
there.
A good point. I didn't well, even think about that.
He had a sick that. Kid. So, I mean, he was already playing with fire. But why didn't you go and take him when he was sick? Because it's already disgusting.
Oh, and
I would have if you could have got off the couch.
Stop crying and play the video game.
But I hit a bonus on one of the Jurassic Park ticket games, and that was cool. And
why is Jurassic Park keep coming up?
I don't know.
We watched Jurassic
Park. Dinosaurs are everywhere.
It's a pretty popular thing in culture.
I need to know, did you play any coin pushers?
I didn't. I'm not a big fan of the coin pushers.
Oh, those are good. My. Those are like slots.
Yeah.
That's like anxiety. It is a game of anxiety.
I love it.
Yeah. Hanging over the edge. Will it fall? Will it not?
Yeah.
That's because you're not good at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because it takes skill.
It does. You got to know where to drop it.
But anyways, and then I went on a long run, 12-mile long run on Sunday morning. And do you remember the guy who, oh yeah, I already asked you this, but when we were in New York City last summer and I ate that salt tab off the ground, so I was feeling so horrible.
Yes.
It's like the worst long run I ever had.
In Central Park.
Yeah, in Central Park.
After the mile.
No, it was after like a shakeout run.
Oh, I thought, oh yeah, it was a shakeout run.
I don't know what that was for.
It was for the Brooklyn Mile. We did a longer shakeout run than the actual event.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And so you got lost.
I got lost.
So this guy saw me at like mile 13 of my long run and I was dying. And then his name's Charles. And he was like, you want me to run with you and help me finish out strong? So that was like saved my life that day. So he told me he was in town in Baltimore and I met up with him for a long run on Sunday. And he said that during that time, when we were doing the shakeout run, he said he saw you when you were lost. But he just thought you were like you were on your phone, I think, trying to find out where you were. And he didn't want to like say anything because he was like, oh, you're just doing your own thing. You're talking on the
phone. He could have done a double savior today.
He could have. Yeah. But he said he saw you up in that corner of Central Park where there's a
dude. I have no idea how I got to where I was. I was like the furthest place you could be from. It was supposed to be a 3-mile run. I turned it into like a 8-mile.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You might say your direction is good. It's not. Mm. It could be when you're away, out of state.
No, in D.C., I was a rock star this weekend.
In which D.C.? Is weird because normally south of Baltimore City, Thomas's direction goes haywire.
Well, D.C. is the worst city in the world for mapping.
It works with my brain. I can figure that out.
You've got the DMV, but then once you head outside of that, it's like your compass. No,
I'm really good. There's two places I'm bad. Central Park. And Austin,
Texas. Yeah. Yeah.
They might be related to the percentage of people on drugs around me.
That could be.
And stress off my magnet.
And that you're on them. So I posted on my Instagram that I thought I had found a quarter $100? Of a $100 bill.
Wait, was it fake? Was it Monopoly money?
So if you look at the...
Dude, someone's trolling Robbie.
So if you look closely, there's text. Somebody pointed it out. Can you see this, Ming? It says, This is not legal. It is to be used for motion props. Mm. So I guess it was from a movie.
Yeah, that's what they do on fake money.
But it looked every bit real.
It did, yeah. I wouldn't have questioned it.
You know, usually when you see 100 that's fake, you can tell right away. And it felt pretty real to me.
I don't see a lot of fake hundreds.
So here's the deal, though. That person...
That's true.
Was throwing that into some other stack of bills.
It could be.
Did I ever tell you what the shakedown? I got to see an FBI shakedown at a job I was at. I was working at Nordstrom. You know how they return no questions asked? Right. So this woman who worked there, her boyfriend was printing out $100 bills.
Nice.
Buying stuff at Nordstrom.
Solid.
Coming back, returning them and getting cash.
I got you.
For his returns.
Smart. For one time.
No, he did it enough times that they set up a sting operation and nailed him. But think about that.
Yeah. Were they walking around like in disguises and then when he came in or?
It was kind of cool because it was pretty much like they had a dude on the floor that looked like he was shopping.
Oh, nice.
They had people in the back security area. And because that's a federal crime. Like, you don't get
that's Secret Service stuff.
He didn't get the, like a little hand slap and like go back out to your car. Like handcuffs and everything. Like, so the guy who was shopping, they're like, freeze. The guys came out of the back. They surrounded the cash register. That guy was there. They took the evidence. They had cops rolling in regular uniforms. Yeah. Like, they swarmed the dude.
Nice.
And then he got hustled out.
So I like it.
The moral of the story there is just, if he would have quit two times earlier, he would have been, if Breaking Bad, he stopped after season two.
Well, that's the dream. That was another way they caught somebody because there was an employee that was returning stuff or doing fake returns, but instead of taking, so if it was $39.58, he was just taking the $39 and kept leaving the change. So the drawer was always over every night.
Okay.
And so they started like being like, oh, that's weird. When he's working, the drawer is always off.
Yeah.
And then they just figured out.
Do you think there are any criminals who actually stop while they're ahead? Or does everybody keep going until?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's tons of people that have gotten away with stuff.
I honestly think that's the way that all these people get into trouble, because there was something recently in the news and I was like, it probably escalated. You probably, I was thinking of like the celebrity stuff, like P. Diddy.
Yeah.
They probably do one thing. They're at a party.
Oh, no, that sounds big crazy. Deal.
So there's like, oh, can you get more of that? Yeah, we can get. Oh, you want a kilo of cocaine? Okay, cool. Yeah, we can do it. Oh, you want to start selling it? All right, great. Yeah. And then you're throwing parties and you're like, oh, they're all friends. Who's going to rat me out? Next thing you know, you have a Lollapalooza at your house and
FBI showing up.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that's what P. Diddy did.
Epstein on speed dial.
Periodically.
I'm sure Epstein started with, can I just rub my shoulders?
Yeah. Quick massage.
Periodically, when I was like seven, I would steal like a candy from a grocery store. Right. I didn't get in trouble. I don't do that anymore. Yeah, I don't.
Sure.
So I stopped at the right time.
Costco security.
Yeah.
Security. Aisle 5, we got that kid steals candy.
In bulk. He's stealing 800 candy bars.
I did. When I was little, I liked to do a little bit of shopping.
Oh, jeez. Do you remember when we were in the Jacksonville airport and we were going through security and all of a sudden it got dead silent?
That was creepy.
We were like going through security and like there's noise, everything's normal. And then all of a sudden it just went dead silent. And like, I was like, what's happening? And then like four police officers walk with this dude in handcuffs, like through the whole thing and go into this room. And then within 10 seconds, they shut down
the conveyor belts and everything.
But within 10 seconds, everything just starts again. Hmm. And there was no announcement. There was no.
And he was never heard from again.
It was eerie because you hear like when there's security, you hear people taking off their belts or shoes, the conveyor belts going, you hear the beep of the thing, all these different noises that you don't even realize you hear. When it goes dead silent, it's eerie. And you just see people looking around and then it's like, and it's like right back into.
He probably had something dumb like a paperweight that looked like a Bugs Bunny bomb. Yeah.
He looked like when he got caught, he knew what he was getting caught for.
So you profiled him. I'm just kidding.
No, you know what he looked like? No. He looked like Jarrett, but maybe 20 years older.
Yeah, probably, I would definitely arrest him for sure.
Probably got a couple candy bars.
Self, stay away from the Jacksonville airport.
Dude, that's a serious one because they train there. That's a training facility.
Oh.
Don't mess around in Jacksonville.
When I go down there in June. All right. So, yeah. Anyways, about the, so yeah, the $100 was not real, but also somebody said that if you, even if you find less than a half of a currency, like, what I found, you can send that in and they might.
What do you mean send it in?
No, I thought it had to be more than half.
No, it said less than half. There's a page that says you can send it if it's less
regardless,
than
half. Where do you send it?
Where are you sending it in?
What, not FBI, but just like the Federal Reserve or something.
I thought like the Tooth Fairy. Okay.
Yeah. Put under your pillow and your mom will magically replace it with 2 cents. It actually loses value. But yeah, speaking of like astronomical amounts of money, wait, have you started following the blackjack dude?
No.
You got to do it.
That would give me anxiety.
There's this guy who's, have you seen this guy, Meg? He's betting for every Instagram follower he has, he bets 10 cents a day, 10 cents per follower on blackjack.
How many followers is he up to?
So now he's up to like 600,000. So he's betting $60,000 a hand on blackjack. He's been doing it for like 62 days. And he started out small, but you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's kind of, he's.
Like, what's going to happen when he has a bad day?
Well, he's Instagram famous, so it's fine.
So he's had.
That's not enough followers to be.
Right. And he's had like some swings, but he's obviously been on top. So he's up like $550,000 right now. But it's like the best part of my day. Like, I swear, when I see
it. Do you post every day?
Just one? Is it like Wordle?
Yeah.
What's his Instagram handle?
It's Tim.Naki.
Did you see the person doing
Tim, yeah. N-A-K-I.
There was somebody on an airplane and they were cheating at Wordle, and the person behind him was filming them cheating at Wordle.
How do you cheat at Wordle?
That's insane.
Because there's like a list of words that like...
You can find, but you can also like look up the solution, you know, that day. Somebody or person, yeah. And that's, yeah. What's the point?
He says he's a digital creator.
He is.
So, well, now he is.
Okay.
I think he's a gambling, like a degenerate gambler to begin with. Because he
this would be like Jarrett saying, "I'll eat one M&M for every follower I get." You'll do that anyway.
Like, yeah. I mean, peanut butter M&Ms, I'm in.
Because before this guy started doing the blackjack stuff, he was doing videos of him playing slots. And I'm like, dude, if you're playing video slots online, you're definitely
actually. I think Jarrett should do this. I think you should eat a donut for every 10 new followers you get. And see how many donuts you'd have to eat.
I mean, honestly, if you want to get a ton of followers, just pick something like that and just do it for 6 months, and you'll have 500,000 followers.
So you see, like you say, it's kind of similar.
I thought this was like, I was like, oh, did he run the Chicago Marathon? he's at Lollapalooza.
Let me see.
Are you trying to find an angle to get him on the podcast?
I was like, oh, look, he's a runner.
No. I've really been enjoying this account where this guy just takes objects and he has... He has his closet, like doors open with a bar in, and he tries to see how many of an object can hold him up. And it's really funny. It makes me laugh a lot. So you could find it funny, but like one of them was he was doing it with bags of flour, and he goes through like 8 bags of flour. And
oh, he like does a pulley system type thing?
Like I can't hold this.
There's a bar, so yeah.
There's
so
a bar, and he's holding above the bar the object, and he's trying to see if how many of those objects can hold his weight.
Okay.
And so, I mean, obviously 3 bags of flour. He's doing 1 bag, then 2 bag, then 3 bags, and it's making the biggest mess in the world. What? He went through like Apple pencils, and I think he destroyed like at least 40 Apple pencils. You have to see it.
I do have to see it because I'm a little confused, but I don't, honestly, that kind of stuff freaks me out, worries me a little bit. Cause I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
exactly. We're wasting time.
Do we have this much time to do singularity. This kind of dumb shit?
digital creators.
Dude, do you know how many people are out there? If I never see an eclipse again, I'm okay with it. And I like the fact
didn't see
that
it yesterday, either.
Well, on Instagram, I did.
Yeah.
I saw
that was on my list. So glad we went there. Continue. Okay.
I get it. We turned into like monkeys in front
Sounds
of a
like
monolith in 2001.
Space
Odyssey.
Yeah, I actually don't get it. So
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Well, we weren't in one of the cool places where it was totally blacked out.
I've seen photos from here and it was pretty close. I know it wasn't total, but
people were like, it was like a whole day happened in a couple minutes. I'm like, you mean it got dark? Like, are these people that get surprised when they walk into a room and someone turn off the light and back on?
Well, remember
wrong switch.
Remember when we went outside, we were like,
complete darkness.
We were like, oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
And it was just cloudy.
I was convinced one of you guys was going to blind yourselves.
I was like, don't
let them outside.
I thought I was going to.
How many people do you think? Permanent eye damage?
Did you say there was a post that said the Google search for my eyes hurt like exploded yesterday?
Well, you know how like when sometimes you're driving, you're like, should I just veer off into that tractor trailer?
Yeah, all the time.
I play that out.
Like, how far would this car go?
Yeah. It's kind of that feeling where you're just like, I just want to do it.
Just if you could just see like a hypothetical, what happens?
That's all I want to know.
Just like I wish that all the skid marks on the road, I wish that you could see like...
When he went skid marks.
I wish you could see like a video of like... Because you're like, how did that just
do
go
love watching
straight left into this barrier?
I do love wondering that.
I like the ones where the guys are on the motorcycles doing wheelies and they crash.
Wow, you guys just got real dark.
If I get into that Instagram algorithm, which I have been in before, of the car meet crashes and motorcycles, I could spend hours.
I've stopped doing... If Instagram says... sensitive material, violent or whatever like that. I don't even look at them anymore. Cause there's one that was a skateboarding accident where someone's arm got bent backwards. Oh. And I was just like, I can't do it.
But again, that's kind of like the eclipse. You're like, what's behind that? What happens?
Exactly.
I need to find out.
I'm going to be honest. That's the eclipse right there.
Oh yeah.
It does look like it.
If you own a ring light, you've seen the eclipse.
It does look like
I actually, in my story this morning, I I shot me running with the sun behind me, and I just put a black circle.
That
over
wasn't
the sun.
Real.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, eclipse. Same. People.
That's honestly better than most of the photos I've seen. Yeah.
I'm back for your second check-in. And let me tell you, going to Costco can be a fitness experience. It's large enough that you can go there, walk, get your steps in. It's pretty much now the modern day equivalent of like the mall walker's paradise. Except instead of having to go to the food court to get, you know, a sample of Sarku Japan, the chicken teriyaki, I know you guys know what I'm talking about. They've got samples all around. It's your nutrition. No longer do you have to eat 8 salted watermelon packets and just get really nauseous.
All right, let's take a little hydration break, Meg.
Today's sponsor is, again, Element.
I'm drinking it right now.
We love drinking it all the time. Thomas is drinking it right now. And some of the benefits of the electrolyte beverage are that it maintains steady energy, it improves your cognitive function, you suffer from fewer headaches, which Robbie can attest to.
100%. It's a game changer in that department after a long run.
You experience fewer muscle cramps, which I can attest to for sure. And it's just, it helps your performance in general.
Yeah, and I've got a couple special recipes for you. Definitely try mixing it with club soda or sparkling. What do you call it? Seltzer water?
Sparkling water.
Yeah. Try it with that over ice. Pretty good.
It's a nice treat.
If you want a little hydration treat and a little kick, you can even mix this with a little bit of vodka or tequila. Make your own ranch water. It's pretty good, but I use it for pretty much everything.
All right, and if you want to get some Element yourself, you can actually get a free sample pack with any order if you use our link, which is drinklmnt.com/thedrop.
Now back to the show. Also, if you haven't seen Robbie's casual shoe picks for crossover shoes, I'm sorry, not casual, runners that can be used. That's on the feed today.
Yeah, lifestyle shoes that can be daily trainers or regular running shoes.
And Robbie, how long have you been living with so much Riz?
I mean, I can't respond to that seriously. I don't know if I have Riz. Do you think I have Riz? A little bit?
Yeah, you got Riz. A little Riz.
Right. You got Riz.
Cool.
Yeah.
That word's about
no cap.
Oh, I was going to ask. Riz, did you say no cap?
2 weeks away from becoming not cool.
Oh,
I think if we're using it, it's already not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing we didn't change the name of the podcast to The Riz Show.
Well, you talking about Rizzo.
Rizzo, you already mentioned him. Well, I asked Riz. I said, he was sweating at the end. I said, you're dripping with Riz.
Wow.
Yep. It's over.
Yeah, it's
over. Rest in peace, Riz. 2023 to 2024.
I'm here just to kill those words. Like, just let me hang out with you 13-year-olds for a little while. I will destroy their vocabulary.
Speaking of kids, things that kids think are cool. So, when we were at the Dave & Buster's, they spent their tickets to get whoopee cushions. Mm. And I got to tell you, the state of whoopee cushions today is bad. It's bad.
Okay. Were they the ones that have, are they the ones that have the sponge inside so you don't have to blow them back up so you can just continually go?
No. It's this, because they're so cheaply made, at least the ones that you can get at arcades and stuff, the seam, after a few uses, just blows out. It's horrible. My kid actually cried. Like, because of a whoopee cushion broke.
So you went to whoopeecushion.com?
I did look up, Googled heavy duty whoopee cushions.
No, don't do that. You know what you get? It's an app on your phone. You just get, I like the remote fart app.
There's nothing better than the actual.
No, we had a guy.
I don't think it needs to be replaced. I think you just need
we
to.
We had a guy at our office who had the remote one.
You're getting a whoopee cushion, Meg. I'm going to get you.
He had the remote fart machine. And he would tape it under someone's chair. And
that's actually pretty
good. It was pretty good.
Dude, it's always embarrassing.
If you get caught
sitting on a whoopee cushion, there's no way you're not embarrassed.
Because you feel dumb for sitting on it. Like, damn it.
Even worse is the sound one because you can't do anything
about
that.
You don't have evidence to show people that it wasn't you.
Yeah. No one's going to know. That's amazing.
Yeah. Look up the remote one. Maybe we should get one for the office.
Okay.
No.
I'm down with that.
I'd want one that has like a scent with it. So not only makes the noise, but a little comes out.
Yeah.
One person, you know how I'm particular about my utensils and stuff. I had a bowl at my office at one point and a coworker took my bowl mm-hmm. and video herself licking it and then put it out in the parking area.
Oh, man.
So I was like, okay, this is a game you want to play?
Oh, really?
So I bought that liquid ass. Have you ever smelt that?
Yeah.
And started dropping it in her office and putting it on stuff.
The vials you smash or the scrub? I had those.
This was just a little dropper.
Okay.
Yeah. So I could take a tincture, put it on a little piece of Kleenex or something and just hide it in her office someplace. So for like a week, and she started crying. I was like, you wanted to play. I thought you wanted to play.
Wow.
Okay. Licking my bowl.
Don't ever double cross Thomas. Yeah. Jeez.
End up with a hidden fish in your room.
Aggressive. And that's the only time Meg has ever cried.
That's amazing. Yeah. I did want to bring up the... did you see that guy who just finished running the length of Africa?
Yeah, I did.
Crazy. I've been following him for a while, and I was like, this is insane.
I didn't follow him until someone said, hey, this dude just ran across Africa.
Yeah.
Why is... I saw, like...
Wasn't he, like, almost... He was, like, kidnapped or something?
Is this the same dude? Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was, like, 6 months ago.
Oh.
But he was almost...
And they had all...
Or was like, kidnapped and had to, like, talk his way out of it. It was crazy.
That, and they were, like, mugged with all their stuff, like, their gear.
He looks the least African.
Oh, yeah.
That you could look.
Yeah, he looks like he was definitely born on the other side of the world.
Ireland, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so he's done now?
Yeah, he just finished this week, so...
What was the point of this?
He was raising money for charity.
I saw Laura Green say that she was getting a lot of messages about it, and it seemed like there was a controversy. Was there some sort of controversy?
That he got
kidnapped. I'm sure everything today has a controversy, I wouldn't be surprised. Probably
349 days, 19 million stops, finish line.
19 million steps, you mean, not stops. Stops would be weird.
I'm reading it from a very far away place.
Finish line. Yeah, he... Basically, it was a little over a marathon a day for almost a year. And through, like, some crazy...
Places that don't have quickie marts and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I bet you he's seen some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's not, like, running across the U.S.
No, it is not.
as cool as that is.
Like, even the animals, like, that's danger across... Mm-hmm. Like, we don't... Like, if you run across the U.S., chances you run into a grizzly bear, probably pretty slim. Mm.
Yeah, unless you're in Alaska.
I would think Africa running into wildlife would be much more
commonplace. I'm trying to see, or like wild dogs or anything. Cause
ooh, wild dogs. Hey,
people were talking about wild dogs on the
Speed Project.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't believe it.
I don't know. If you run through certain places in Appalachia, you're getting wild dogs too.
Yeah.
Or domesticated dogs that are wild.
You know what? Appalachians scare me. Like, I saw that movie Deliverance when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And what's the other one I saw? I saw another one where they went on a hunting trip.
And yeah, there's some definitely crazy parts out there.
Backwoods.
So you're talking about wild dogs with, like, a negative connotation, but could you imagine if it was only wild dogs of, like, beagles and dachshunds?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm running there. Now that I think about it, like,
that would be such a
snuggling.
That's what was just going through my brain. Okay, for the last 30
that goes
seconds.
Into that old. You remember 100 ducks or one giant duck? Would you rather run through 1,000 vicious dachshunds, or just have to get past one real angry wolf?
One angry wolf.
Yeah, death by bird sounds great. Oh, you said dachshunds.
They'll go right for your ankle.
Yeah, but you can kick this.
If you just put them, say, like in the middle of Australia and let them go crazy, like dachshunds, and they did turn feral, what could you imagine that if you
they're
were
like
running?
Little gremlins.
Dude, you know, I mean, no,
you would be so confused.
They would
that's
be gone.
Prairie,
do you know
that's
why?
Pretty much prairie dogs.
Dude, other animals would eat the crap out of dachshunds. Dachshunds would last maybe a week
in
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it would be real cute.
You just set a few loose in Leakin Park here in Baltimore, you could probably it'd go feral within a year.
Yeah, you got to go someplace safe.
Anyways, that was
do you want to know what is not safe? Being a parent to octopus.
Oh, what, did you adopt one?
Megan told me the most disturbing thing ever. Because I, ever since seeing my octopus teacher or whatever.
Yeah.
That thing was so good. I fell in love with octopus. I will not eat octopus.
I know, I've been struggling with it just since I've been thinking about it.
Well,
I'm probably still going to do
it. Apparently, the females go nuts.
So when females...
They go to pretzels.com?
Yeah.
When females are pregnant, they... Something changes in their... The chemicals in their brain, and they kill themselves. So they stop eating until they completely fade away into nothing, and then about the same time the eggs hatch, they die. But in captivity, it's even worse, where they kill themselves like by throwing themselves against a rock
because they're still eating themselves. And stuff. So they will bite off their arms, they'll smash their heads into rocks, they'll do all this stuff to kill themselves. Like they are like, we got to die.
Why?
They're studying it, but it's like there's something changes in their chemicals.
What was it called?
They're saying there's a big change in their cholesterol, which I don't really understand, but it's something related to changes that happen inside when they're pregnant.
What did they call it? Their optic?
The optic gland is in control of this. So they said if they removed that from the octopus that was pregnant, they would stop caring about their eggs and live another 6 months.
So they would live, but not their...
Not their young.
Whoa. Where'd you see that at? Oh, watching TV.
I saw a headline and then I Googled it and then I started reading all these articles. Oh, I went down a rabbit hole.
And that's for octopuses?
I think it's octopi.
Octopi is one octopus.
No, wait, no. That's multiple octopus.
Yeah. Hold on. Thomas is right about a lot of things, so let me see.
I think it's like dice and die.
Oh, so okay, that's what I thought. Both octopuses and octopi are acceptable plurals, so you can use either one.
Sure.
So I am incorrect.
Anyway, you were correct about the Passover stuff.
I was. You know, I think it's really weird that people don't understand. Like, Megan and I were talking about it. Jesus was Jewish.
Right.
Like, that dude.
Right.
Probably got bar mitzvah or whatever.
Did they have those back then?
Why?
Let's go to our resident expert.
Yeah, roughly around 13, I believe.
I don't think they spent like a lot of money and had parties and stuff.
Yeah, that's where he got that cool robe and sandals.
That was the first time they did the horror.
Yeah, the merkincense. he was interesting. But no, so like it really is weird to me that, especially now, like currently with the stuff that's going on in the world, that people aren't like, oh, wait a second, the dude that we love the most. Mm-hmm. Was one of those people.
Yeah. He was Jewish. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the whole
premise. No one can see you pointing at Jared, who's listening.
That's kind of like the whole premise of the entire, like, I mean, that's the whole point of pretty much the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think people would be like, oh, let's not be so angry at people. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Jesus was also a dude who was like, hey, let's not be so angry at people.
And that's generally true. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, but if you're an octopus, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so that's a real bummer.
You can't do anything about it.
I don't know.
It does make me sad because think about all those little octopi that are growing up without moms.
All of them.
I mean, it's basically a Disney movie, though. That's the whole premise of every
Bambi
Disney movie.
In a nutshell.
Oh, think about being the princess octopus.
I think it's...
And then you fall in love with the handsome prince octopus.
Yeah.
And then you just slap your head against a rock. Yeah.
Well, I believe it's every Disney movie. They're all, anyone that has kids in it, they're all orphans.
Well, I think it's like 95% a rough childhood makes for a better story.
It's for sure.
I prefer Pixar.
Yeah. Pixar is the deviates from that because they have their Nemo.
What's their thing?
No.
Well, Nemo lost his parents, but...
Big Hero 6?
Incredibles, they have a whole family.
What about Big Hero 6?
I don't think I've actually seen that
one. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
When he does this thing?
First off, he's already missing his parents. Mm-hmm. Then his brother gets murdered.
Oh.
And so now he's a sad young guy, befriends a robot that his brother created to help people, turns him into a weapon.
I mean, most great stories... Star Wars.
Well, all of them. I mean, Dune. His father gets killed. Yeah. Star Wars. He's orphaned.
I mean, it either sets it up for
the Matrix,
pretty good revenge narrative, or
John Wick. I mean,
were his parents killed?
They killed the dog.
Okay, that's not his. Did he? Is that his dad?
Spider-Man.
Well, his wife passed away, and Spider-Man. Then the dog. And
Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like a lot of them. Anyways, Maybe we should talk about running a little bit more.
If you really cared about your kids, Robbie. Yeah, I don't. If you wanted to have a good story.
I'd listen to the voices in my head and drive the car into the...
It's for my kids.
So anyways, we're here. We should probably talk a little bit more about running, like maybe what clothes to run in.
Yeah, like Say Sky.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And their new, what is it called?
Flow Collection.
Yeah.
Flow.
Lightweight. And I said it last week. I'll say it again. Like, this is a company I feel like is consistent with fit. If you try their product, you have one, like I get the medium. The medium fits pretty much across the board. Jacket, singlet, shirt,
yeah,
long sleeve. That is the biggest problem I think I have. Even with some of our favorite brands, mm-hmm, finding consistency in sizing can be really difficult.
Yeah.
I feel like they're also really lightweight. Like their performance gear feels like performance gear. And then what I also like is that, yes, they do have like bright colors, but I feel like they also always have like a black and a white. And so
their combat singlet,
you can find something you like.
You can use, like, we use that for the Believe Run Club because we could get solid white and black. Mm-hmm. And then we heat press the Believe Run Club logo on there, or Faster Bastards, and people seem to like it.
Yeah. So if you want to check out the new Flow Collection or any of their apparel, you can go to saysky.com. And then right now we have a code that's active, DROP15, which will save you some dollars on your purchase.
Cool.
Go get it.
All right. So what was the other thing? Oh, obviously Boston is this weekend.
Obviously. Yeah.
I was trying to think when this came out.
Friday.
We're going to be on our way.
We haven't even gotten on a plane when this comes out. Around noon, we get on the plane.
Robbie's probably still packing.
Yeah. Accurate. Robbie has left his coffee mug in the car. It's going to be at the airport with some rotting milk in it.
That's true.
Make sure he has his wallet.
Yeah. Wallet, phone, chargers. I have a checklist to go through when everyone gets in the car.
Are you running the 5K?
Yeah.
Okay, so bring your bib.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Because they mailed the bibs, which I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's nice, though. You don't.
It is nice, but it's also not nice because now I got a bib to carry around.
No, you can get a new one the morning of.
Don't tell them.
Guess what we're doing that tonight?
Yeah, because it's Friday, which means we will be at, sorry, how do we say it?
Solus, which is right on, I think it's right on Boylston Street. And
it's part of the Lennox Hotel.
It's an Irish pub. It has seen some things.
We're going to go for a quick little 3-ish mile jog together.
And trivia.
And then afterwards, we're going to hang out, play some trivia.
Giving out socks.
You can get a sweet custom pair.
Believe in the Run.
New Balance Believe in the Run socks.
Guess who else I heard is going to be there?
Special guest?
I mean, he told me he's coming and I'm excited to see
him.
Not
Jarrett.
Yeah, not Jarrett. Kafuzi.
Oh, nice.
Co.
All right.
So, worth it to come just to see Co.
Yeah, if there's one person that is like a universal celebrity, I think it's Michael Kafuzi.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
People love Mike.
How could you not?
I think technically we were talking about the most listened to podcast guest. I think he is number one.
Again?
I believe it.
The last time we had him on, I think he's the most listened to.
All right, maybe we should get rid of Jarrett and have Mike on every week.
You could. I mean, I wouldn't take offense to that. I love him, so.
Okay.
Jarrett, can we get a, yo, what's going on? It's Jarrett.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Because then it's just going to be shaming. More shaming. And before people freak out, because Meg was like, Jarrett's not going to be here. I will be in Boston. I have a late flight.
Yeah, he's getting in late on Friday. So, he's coming to everything else.
Everybody relax.
Yeah.
Okay?
If you were panicking, I'm going to pretzels.com. Yeah.
If you want to see Jarrett, you can see him after the 5K. At the New Balance store on Newberry Street. Yes. Hey, Jarrett, this is a question because Meg isn't running the 5K. So make it be all showered and pretty and looking good when she gets to the New Balance store.
I'll try.
I was like, we could just come straight after the race and show people what it's like to smell and look like a real runner.
Mm, maybe just swap out some gear.
Or we don't and we just go.
So what time is what time does the 5K start?
8:30,
I think.
And then we have a
10 a.m.
I'll be there holding the fort down. If you guys want to see the guys, probably get closer to 11 a.m.
Okay.
If you want to see me, come closer to 10 a.m.
I mean, I think we should be able to finish in less than an hour, the 5K.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're walking it backwards, you'll finish in less than an hour.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to talk to people, say hello, shake hands, kiss babies.
Okay. Yeah,
are you signing autographs out there?
Only on the chest.
Okay. Yeah, Happy Gilmore style.
Yeah. Okay, so then on that Saturday morning, the Newberry store with New Balance, come see us then. And then on Sunday. We're going to be doing our final shakeout run with ASICS. It's the one we do every year. It's at the ASICS brand house on Newberry Street. I think it's 129. RSVP if you haven't, but also come. We're going to have the best hat we've ever had.
But we only have 300 of them. So,
yes. Brrrap, so it's going to be first come, first serve. So I'm sorry in advance if you don't get one, but just get there early. You'll get one.
They're probably going to be, ASICS knows that more people signed up. There'll probably be other swag that you'll be able to get.
Hopefully.
Where they're there. I talked to them and they said they're trying to make sure.
We'll also have bagels, coffee. Morton is providing some product for you to try.
Yeah, pocket that, Morton.
Cool.
That's my plan.
I know. Megan's like, Megan was getting all stressed out because she's like, is it there yet? Is it there yet? Because she's not packing Morton to go up.
I just don't have any.
She's like, I'm just going to grab it from. Yeah.
I have, I'm probably not going to use those ones that I have that whole box.
The ones that made him sick.
Oh. Nice.
The ones that
I'll buy them from you.
But you can have them. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the ones they used for the bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
That reminds me, I actually need to get some. I can probably pick them up at the expo.
Yeah.
Some goo rock
teams. I'm starting to think I might want to do the expo with Jarrett.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like Adidas is going to walk them around and.
I guess I should do that. All right, maybe I'll do that.
Okay,
maybe
we'll
do that.
See, look at
do
that.
Do we have to sign up for it or do
yeah,
we just.
Yeah, you're so star. Like,
we can just tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then on Monday, we're all racing Boston.
Dun,
it's
going to
be
dun.
A big day.
I'm going to run with the person who did the very popular check-ins last week, Lynn,
mm-hmm.
Who
is
a firm believer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lynn's running with us. Yeah. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome to join
well,
us.
Well, I definitely will for the first few miles.
Because you and have then, to. You,
yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying like, we're going to run. I feel like we're going to run a very well executed race.
Yeah. So
like I have strong hopes. Especially after Cherry Blossom, I'm like, there's an advantage to going out a little conservative and then picking it up.
How are you going to do the make up for the time that we have in
downhills.
The first 3 miles?
Downhills.
Just start picking it up.
But what's the, are you going to jump right into a sub 8 minute pace or go for
I'm going to talk. Well, that's, I don't think this is a course that you pick a pace. I think this is a course that you work the course. So like you take advantage where you can take advantage and you chill where you have to chill. I'm not going to be racing up the hills.
Right.
I'm going to be picking up the paces on the downhills. And then when it's flat, that's when I'll like take advantage of like trying to get into a steady pace. But I don't feel like this is a course where you go looking at your watch and be like, I got to nail my paces the whole time. I think this is more of a, you take advantage of it. And I felt, the nice thing was when we were running, at least with Dina, that was conversational the whole time. And even when we picked up, we were going, like, I don't plan on running 740s for, like, to be my average pace for Boston. But we were running 740s, and we were calm. Everything felt good. And then we hit the hill section and probably slowed down a little bit, but then towards the finish, it kind of slopes down a little bit. Mm-hmm. We picked it up on that. So it equaled out. I think that I don't think this is a course to try to be like, right. I got to hang on this pace.
No, I think this is 100% a course where effort is like so important. Like, you know, if you're overexerting yourself too soon.
Yeah.
You just need to be patient. And
that's the thing is you don't know when you're overexerting yourself too soon. I feel like you can be at mile 6 and be like, I feel really good. And so you're like, we could pick it up a little
bit. Well, sure, you can hold yourself back
if
you feel really good. But I'm saying if it feels like you're
pushing
early, like just that's a sign.
Back up.
Thomas, will you just promise me that you won't forget about me because our
he's going to leave you in
I know. And I'm just going to watch him and I'm going to all smile.
Dude, I thought I was going to be leaving you in the dust in New York, and I ended up like crashing and burning. So let's just see how the day goes.
Are you going to start together at least? And
yeah,
run?
We have to, yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just see how it
and
goes.
And then I'm going to be like the wise father and say, Thomas, you got this. And I'm just going to.
I think our wine glass was perfect. We ran 20 together. And then I was like, I think I can pick it up a little bit. And you're like, I'm happy here. And mm-hmm. I said, I'll see you at the finish. And it may be, I don't know where your fitness is. I can't tell, but you're strong. You've got a good engine. And I think that you're someone who's going to suck up the Boston crowds mm-hmm. a ton. Like you feed off that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I actually don't know. I've been to Boston like 5 times. I volunteered there that year when it rained like a whole ton. I thought I was going to get hypothermia. That was like one of the worst experiences. Yeah, that was one of the worst experiences in my life trying to hand out water because I was shaking.
Was that the Des year because you wore the jacket the whole time?
Yeah. And Yuki, I believe, won. Yeah. But I was like shaking, trying to hand water out. So like it was spilling everywhere, but then it was filling back up because the rain was so hard. So it was fine. But I've experienced that. I've been to Heartbreak Hill. I've been to different cheer stations and all that. We last year took pictures at the finish line, but I don't really know the course well. And I'm so excited to like,
you're going to love it.
Yeah. To just see everything, soak it in. And I mean,
I've run a lot of different courses. I have to say, I would typically say that I don't love a hilly course. I absolutely love this course. I think it's fun knowing that you're running to Boston from Hopkins.
I like the point to point. Like,
yeah,
that actually is something I'm looking forward to, as opposed to like a big circle around the city, which is cool because you get to see different things. But like, on our training runs, when we ran all the way up, even though it was an out back, we ran pretty much out to the county. And it just the constant changes of scenery was just so cool. So I'm excited.
London's like that too. Mm-hmm. I feel like I really enjoyed the London course because you run down like from the countryside down into the city and you see like landmarks as you're going along and running over, what is it, Tower Bridge? Mm-hmm. Tower Bridge is insane because it's packed.
Yeah.
It's just so iconic. Like you're like, I am in London. I am like, I can't think of another race where I felt like I was on something quite as iconic. Even
that feels like the same turn in New York where you come down. What's that? You like come down the, make the left-hand turn.
Oh, 16th mile. Yeah. Like when you come onto Fifth Ave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that feels like.
Well, in the London Bridge, are they trying to charge you a toll of $4 to run across it?
Yeah, they are.
It's the Tower Bridge.
Okay.
London Bridge is a different bridge.
Well, I mean, New York wants to do that.
Yeah.
You see the Cutty Sark. You see Big Ben. The whole palace.
Anyway.
Queensboro Bridge. What the
heck? Boston. There's no bridges.
Queensboro Bridge, that one is horrible.
You go under a little bridge.
Remember that? It's the only time you're like super quiet.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And everybody, like bodies are starting to like fall off and stuff.
It sounds like a scene from World War Z, like a bunch of zombies.
Like people trying to leave New York.
So you guys have run Boston. Are there any like tips and tricks? I mean, it's obviously New York people tell you take the bridges easy because it's like that. But is there somewhere in Boston where like, you kind of really need to look out?
The race starts at mile 21 when you're at the top of Heartbreak Hill.
That's when it ended for me.
Like that is, so that is where...
If you can get there...
Last year, that's where
good.
I felt great.
You got 6 miles or 5 miles to...
But I mean, we were running easy.
Yeah.
We got there and I felt great. We ran into Jen. Jen was having a day of needing a little bit of like pep talk. Mm-hmm. So we got in with her. And we just cruised in. And I think because it was like, I'm a little afraid this year because I'm planning on making a bigger effort. And last year I just wanted to enjoy the experience. So I know, like, I'm like, I hope I feel as good as I did for those last few miles. Cause that kind of reminded me, you didn't do the Brooklyn Half last year, mm-hmm. but you remember the Brooklyn Half where it was just like dead flat for like,
yeah,
like you're on a freeway almost.
Yeah.
I will say that's everyone talks about how Boston is downhill in the beginning and it is the whole course is net downhill,
but it's rolling.
You're always going up and down. And so like you have to be prepared that like it's just up and down, like pretty much the whole time.
Except Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And mile 15 is the most fun screaming downhill, and you hit it right before you hit go into the Newton Hills. But it's, if you're feeling good at that point, it's the most fun mile. Because okay. you just fly down.
And there's people cheering.
Yeah.
And the only problem is that when you get to the bottom of the hill,
you climb.
You're going to climb. Now, it was great because we did the same thing. We spectated before. We went and watched Jordan Trofe do his 3-3 under 230. And so I knew that hill was there, and I'd run it a couple times just running up and down. And so I knew what that was going to be.
That's
like.
Mile 18 you're thinking of.
Oh, is that mile 18? Yeah. Okay. And so I was like, okay, I know what this is going to be like.
Is that the double hill or is that?
Yeah.
You come, about, you do so a turn.
You do a right-hand turn.
Almost like onto, a hairpin turn.
It's like 17 and a half. And then that's like the beginning of the.
Okay.
Of the so where's Heartbreak? Times.
Heartbreak is right before 21.
Okay.
So you're going to hit a lot of hills and you're going to be like, is this Heartbreak? Is this Heartbreak?
Yeah.
Heartbreak has a big sign at the top that says, okay. this is Heartbreak Hill.
So it'll be very obvious.
Know.
Okay.
What is also crazy is I thought Heartbreak Hill was the last hill.
It is.
I didn't feel like it was. I thought there was one more hill and I was like, hey, that's crazy. I felt like there was like one extra one. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I was just.
Heartbreak is like the top.
I will tell you this, and I'm probably, it's going to be my strategy this time. When I get to the hills, I throw any pace, whatever out the window and just try to enjoy climbing the hill. Just like try to get in the mindset of, I got to get to the top of this. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Mm-hmm. You can pick up the pace if you want afterwards, if you got it, but like trying to charge those hills, I think would just ruin your race.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. So,
well, there you go.
I was definitely not in quite great shape last year and pushing it from.
We just run Tokyo.
Yeah.
So
6 weeks, 5 weeks before that.
Like even like, I feel like maybe I overreached last year. I did the Houston half injured because I was just coming back from an injury. Then we did Tokyo. Then we did Boston.
Yeah. And we had done New York City in November, so.
Yeah. And London right before that.
Oh, right. You guys did that. So, yeah, it was, I think I feel a lot better this year, so we'll see.
I didn't even realize that London was not normally in the fall when we did it in the fall.
Yeah.
But it looks like we may have the opportunity to run London next spring.
Okay.
So cool. We may be doing fun stuff at Boston. But running London instead.
Yeah.
You could probably get Chicago this year too. So you could get Chicago, then London, and then you just need one left.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth it.
It is. You get,
feels like a lot.
You get a medal with
then
six,
they're going to add another one.
Yeah.
Who even knows what's happening anymore?
At that point, if you just have London left, that's easy. I'll have the three US ones, so maybe I can get like a 3-star medal.
Yeah.
You already have it. We'll make it for you.
A domestic majors medal.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually not a bad marketing idea.
That's actually,
you know, for an extra grand, you can get this medal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it though. It'll be a good day. It's funny because I've seen people. Ashley Mateo posted in Threads the weather report, and it's literally the same app on your iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. So I could see the screenshot she took, and I checked mine at the exact same time, and it was 10 degrees difference.
What?
It was, hers said high of 70. Mine said high of 60. And then I checked like weather.com and it said high of 56. So I'm like.
Weather.com is way more accurate than what's on your app.
And let's just say this. We're still, I mean, at this point, we're 6 days out when we're recording this. So I don't know.
Yeah, let's hold on the panic there.
So now it's saying on my phone, high of 63. Low of 49.
Hopkinton says a high of 67.
What is that?
Oh, Hopkinton. You're out of there.
We aren't. Don't we start at like 11?
Shut up.
All right, let's start when the sun is at its highest point.
Let's talk about the shoe, should we?
I'm back for your final check-in, and this relates to the food court. The deal of the century is that $1.50 Costco hot dog drink combo, which has been the same price since 1985. Now, this is from a Fox business news article. In a 2018 interview with Seattle-based publication 425 Business, then CEO Craig Jelinek recounted the famous response from the other CEO, Senegal, who had since retired, to being told that the hot dog price wasn't sustainable. And I quote, "I came to Senegal once and I said, Jim, we can't sell this hot dog for $1.50. We're losing our rear ends," Jelinek said. And he said, "If you raise the effing hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out." So just remember that price. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Grab it and enjoy it. Live it up.
Yeah, we should. All right. This thing is bananas. It's bonkers.
All right. We have a new shoe from Hoka here. It's called the Skyward X.
Hoka's back. Like, I felt like they gave up the throne of Max Cushion for a little while to some of these other shoe brands came along and started eating their lunch, but they're back.
Yeah, so this shoe is, it's technically brand new, but to us it feels a little bit like they just created a Bondi X2.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand why they renamed this Skyward. This could have been Bondi X2. And
I mean, because I don't think the Bondi X is, I think it's done, right?
I think it's done.
Yeah.
I mean, but I do understand it too because this has all new materials. So this is a Piba foam.
Break it down.
There's a carbon fiber plate, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's got X in them.
Anything with the X.
And.
But also, like, you can see it right here.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was a carbon plate.
Okay. A painted carbon.
There's two kinds of foam.
Yeah.
Including a Piba foam.
Piba is the one closer to the foot. And then you have a supercritical EVA beneath that.
Yeah. And this thing is squishy.
Yeah.
And it's also tall. So I think one of the reasons you like it, Meg, is it gives you an extra 3 inches.
I mean, you know I like that. That's definitely a selling point for me.
Yeah.
It's also, I put it on. So I was real hesitant because we saw some photos that leaked earlier than it came out. And we were like, what is that? And it looked firm. So I was a little bit skeptical about it. But I put it on and I was like walking around and I was like, this feels pretty great. And then when you run in it,
I don't think there could be a shoe that would be designed more to Megan's specs.
It's just so fun. It's like a shoe that since I've gotten it, I've laced it up for every single run except for ones that I could not.
Yeah.
And sure, it's a little bit heavier, but if you're using this for a training shoe.
See, Megan's kind of selling me on this because normally I'm like, I want lightweight no matter what. And she's like, yeah, but when you take this off and you put on, like, this is so comfy and bouncy. And yeah, it's
heavy. My example was when we were running the Annapolis half for my warm-up miles, I had on a pair of Bondi. And jogging around, I'm like, okay, whatever, feel fine. And then I laced up the Alpha Fly 3 and it was like, oh, wow. Like this, I feel lighter and bouncier and everything's great. So
think of
it
as ankle weights.
Yeah, it's like, it's nice to have almost a change from race day to training.
So, I mean, we might as well get into it. There's going to be two knocks against it. For my size 10 and a half, it weighs about 12 ounces. One of them weighed 11.85 and the other one weighed 12 ounces. So somewhere there in the middle. And price, how much does it cost, Meg?
$225.
So for me, I really like the CLX one to everybody's chagrin. And I've taken some heat for liking that as like a daily trainer, but it's not that much more expensive than this.
Well, it's $50.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but if you're going to drop, you're dropping that much money, you know, what's an extra?
Tops is insisting on digging himself in a further hole.
Yeah. I will say.
Hey, I'm wearing a Satisfy shirt right now.
Yeah.
I also think that this shoe though, yes, the price is hefty. But I really feel like this shoe is going to last a really, really long time.
I would agree with that.
You have Piba, you have a carbon fiber plate, and then you have a ton of rubber on the outsole. You have
this shoe is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Did you see how the plate looks? Yeah. It's interesting.
Can I see it? Because I can see on the bottom here there's cutouts.
It's curved in between the.
It's like an H, very big H plate.
All right, I see it.
So when you guys were in here setting up, I tried on Thomas's. Yeah, I know. Shocker, right? This is the first time is hearing about this.
Wait, he's tried this on?
He's about to lose. Not that one, the left one. So don't worry. The right one's good.
Without socks either.
Did you slide your foot in?
It's not working for me. Let's just put it like that.
Wait a second.
You couldn't put
There's your no
foot
way. Inside?
No, I got my foot in.
Look how tight I have it laced up, dude.
It's the midfoot.
Right.
It's just didn't.
Why'd you try on my shoe?
That's interesting because I feel like these are pretty wide. Really? Especially in the Robbie, toe box. Robbie,
you wouldn't lie to me. Did he try on my shoe?
I actually don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Did you actually
Why try would I on? Lie to the people?
But he always tries your shoes on. You know that?
Yeah.
Filthy animal.
He does it whenever he comes over to your house. He's always trying on all the shoes.
That's true. The fit for me is generous. Mm-hmm. I have it. I had to, it actually took me the first run. I had to stop and retie them because I had, at first I had it a little too loose. And so when I tightened them, then I tightened it up too hard over the foot and started feeling a little, bite, arch bite. And so then I loosened it up just a hair and got it to the right spot. I mean, it's kind of crazy because I did Striders in them both times I've worn it. And yeah, it's heavy, but it is, it, when I'm running and I'm like, I can't help but think Megan is probably loving this shoe because like landing on pillows.
It's, but it's not. It's like, I described it as a slightly firmer SC Trainer V1.
I think it definitely feels like the SC Trainer. I want to go back and try, because I slammed the
Primex Strung 2
for being too heavy. This shoe, I'm like, okay, maybe it works because it doesn't necessarily feel like a 12-ounce shoe. It still feels heavy, but I'm like, maybe I need to go back and try that on and see because this has that kind of stack. Is this over 50 millimeters?
I think so. It's not written on the website. It's a 5-millimeter drop. But I think the difference too in the weight for me is that this one feels more evenly distributed. I felt like the Primex Strung 2 felt very bottom heavy. This has like super plush upper, the tongue and collar has got tons of padding. Like it's just it's more balanced, I think. And that's why the weight didn't bother me.
And I'll tell you, I hate my colorway at first. I thought it looked garish a little bit like, you know, it's red, white, and blue. It looks like a 4th of July shoe.
It's very large too. It looks kind of like a clown shoe.
Yeah. But after a while, it's kind of like, kind of digging it.
I love mine.
It's kind of fun.
The women's one's real nice.
Yeah.
It's pleasant.
Yours is
right? It is pleasant.
Yours looks like a mango smoothie.
I love it.
But yeah. Yeah, so like I told Meg, this shoe feels like something you could do a road ultra in. Mm-hmm. Like it just has that kind of, like your legs aren't going to feel anything. Like this is
zero ground feel.
Yeah. And I was trying to see if it had any flex for the toes or anything. There's no flex. Like you're using your foot muscles to not do anything.
It might be my new like favorite daily trainer.
Okay.
Or super trainer, I
guess.
That's
big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess is over $200 for a daily trainer going to become somewhat a norm?
It's a super trainer.
Right.
It has a plate. It's got the plate. Foam.
I consider though the Boston 12 a super trainer.
How much will that one cost you?
You can now get it on sale for like $70.
Yeah.
Like I keep getting messages from people like, I picked it up here.
Yeah. You can get it on sale for pretty reasonable.
And to me, that is such a great shoe. And if you can get it for a price like that, then that's pretty.
That's going to be way firmer of a shoe.
It is. Like, this is a different experience. And I do think
this one has me excited to lace up my shoes and go for a run.
That's the X factor.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I think that when we talk to people about these shoes, we talked about it. The longevity of this shoe, mm-hmm. I think you could get two pairs of shoes for $150 and this one will feel better and last longer than those. So if you were to compare it to two pairs of shoes versus one,
right.
I really do think you could get an easy 600 miles out of this.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe I'll do it.
Oh,
that'd be crazy.
You heard it here first, a 600 mile update.
Are you serious? If you can do that, people would lose their minds if we could
get it. How many do you have on it so far?
I'd have to go. I need to start doing better with tracking on Strava, but probably 30.
That's only like 2 weeks of running for you,
ran
by the way.
You ran in it Friday? Because we only got it last week. You ran in it Friday?
It's probably around 30 miles.
Yeah, that's good. We don't have to do the tallying.
I was trying to help her.
No.
I have a lot more to do, a 1600 mile review.
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah.
Cool.
I think if that's you did exciting. A 300 mile review, people would be excited. Okay. So why don't we try that?
Okay.
All right.
They won't be as pretty white.
I mean, that's exciting to have Like Hoka has some of the most fun shoes right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I pretty much wrote them off after the last couple of years. We've been like, they're not upgrading their foams. Right. They're not doing anything new.
Yeah.
The shoes are stale. Other companies were coming out with stuff that I felt like was had that Hoka DNA.
Yeah. It's that Deckers X Lab, man, doing weird stuff.
You think they you think our boy is back on this one?
It's like, yeah.
There's definitely some inspiration.
He's the Willy Wonka of Willy Wonka of the shoe industry.
Probably
no one ever goes in, no one ever comes out of that lab.
Like that off brand, like really sketchy Willy Wonka, or you know,
just the traditional. Or,
somebody made a good point about the reason why the original Willy Wonka was so good and the other ones have not been good. And I think part of it was that he was dangerous.
I could see that.
Yeah. I just saw a thing.
We protect the kids too much these days.
I'm actually reading the book right now.
Is that a doll book?
To my kids. Yeah, it's a raw doll.
I just saw a thing that the guy Charlie,
Mr. Fox is written by the same guy who wrote Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
James and the Giant Peach, Matilda.
I didn't even think about those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie's only getting from the movies still like $10 like every 2 or 3 weeks in royalties from that movie.
Oh, he got a whole chocolate factory. I'm sure he's doing okay.
That's actually true. Yeah.
He's fine.
Even if Willy Wonka did use imported slave labor from Southeast Asia, just if you think about it, it's exactly what happened.
He did have a group of slave Oompa Loompas.
But I think they enjoyed the chocolate life. So
I think, yeah, we don't know what their natural coloring would be if they'd seen sunlight.
But I can't remember in the book. I haven't gotten to that point yet because we just started a couple of days ago. I can't remember if they look. If they're described in the book, they are described as shorter. They're below the knee. That's how small they are in the book. It's only like a foot tall.
They're actually double that in.
Yeah, they're
in the movie.
Yep. Anyways, so that's a chocolate factory talk.
I think we covered everything.
I feel like we did. Robbie, you got anything else you want to cover?
Pretty good. No, I think. I just said make sure you finish up your taxes this week. And if you don't, the IRS does have a program called the First Time Abatement that if you forget to file them or do it late, you get forgiven one time in your whole life and use that program because I had to do it before and it saved me like $1,000.
Okay. There you go, people.
That was my only thing.
Public service.
Have you guys done your taxes? Finished them yet?
Not yet.
Businesses are done. Personal are getting done today.
Cool. Mine are pretty straightforward, so I just ours do are TurboTax.
Bonkers.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Sounds horrible.
It's a nightmare.
Sounds insane.
Yeah.
It's a literal nightmare.
We actually have to pay someone to
figure it out. There's no way.
Yeah.
I have one other person who's like, you're doing it wrong. You just have one that's filing tax. You need to have a wealth tax manager that like figures out.
Yeah.
Like apparently we should be doing things to
get those loopholes.
Yeah. Finding the loopholes.
Yeah.
Which sounds to me like I'll end up in jail.
I mean,
Don't worry, Robbie. I'm a simple TurboTax boy like you.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Well, you have the easiest because yours is just like a straight up, you get a government check. They probably take out the taxes and you just file what you made. Like you don't do anything extra.
He has student loans. So there's more involved with
does
that.
Yeah, I heard that Biden got rid of this.
That's like 1/1,000th of how much mine are.
Mine are like very straightforward. It's just us. Get that kid tax credit, which is nice, and then itemize everything. The only thing is itemizing everything, but
do you itemize?
Yeah, because I have more deductions than the standard, so
because you're running.
No, just because of giving and things. Anyways, and childcare, so it all combines.
I'm glad we got the tax talk in here.
So I would say that's a good reminder for people. Get your taxes done.
If they're getting reminded right now,
dude, I was doing mine. I was finishing mine up at Boston last year. Because there's just a couple, like, we were waiting to get back some emails from, you know, places that hadn't sent their stuff.
And while we're in Boston, I want you guys to keep track of how many people come up to you and say, hey, I'm listening to you right now as we're there. Because that happened last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I love that when I'm running and I get a nod and someone points at their ears and I'm like, ah, that's crazy. You're nuts.
Yeah. And if you are listening to this podcast during the Boston Marathon, you should definitely let us know.
Yeah. Maybe. You're a champion.
We'll give you a shout out for sure.
Yeah.
I will send Lynn to your house.
Jarrett with boxes of donuts will show up like a donut fairy to your
house. Actually, that's a contest we should do. We should have a thing where we send Jarrett someplace based on, you know, if you achieve these goals. Maybe it's during grid or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have Jarrett
shows up at your house
and make custom donuts.
This is
it'll come with a donut
pretty
bar.
Much can you like make custom donuts? Woman?
There's got to be a donut bar.
You're the cook,
right? Like you
the
just
baker.
Dip yeah. the top, I don't make dip donuts. It in the yeah. toppings.
Remember when that used to be a thing though, where people would like giveaways or prizes would just be people showing up at your house,
like sweepstakes, like yeah. a big giant check.
Yeah, dude, that was amazing. Publisher's Clearinghouse, man. Always.
Our accountant did ask us because we spent a large amount of money at Running Warehouse, mm-hmm. and he's like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Those were gift cards for
oh right
our reviewers and stuff." And he's like, "All right."
Like, how is this a business expense? Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. It's like, what are these gifts?
Right. That's funny. Cool. All right. Anything else we got to cut? That's long enough. With the check-ins, we're pushing an hour and a half here.
Guess who's doing the check-ins today?
Well, everyone knows already, but so I guess they...
Did we say Jarrett?
Jarrett.
We didn't... No, but...
They've been listening.
Yeah.
By the time the podcast ends.
Okay.
I'm done the check-ins.
Thanks, Jarrett, for doing the check-ins.
Yeah.
I got you.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Carl, thanks for editing this up. Leave that in there.